Well, first of all, sorry for the sorry for the lengthy deliberations. The conclusion we've come to is that as far as Renault Formula One are concerned, first of all, we recognize that Renault Formula One and the Renault company, the Régie, are two completely separate things. And what is under discussion today is Renault F1, and in no way are we talking about Renault, the company. They are not involved in this at all. As far as Renault F1 are concerned, we're taking into account all the mitigating circumstances that Mr. Malik has very ably put forward. We conclude that Renault Formula One had no moral responsibility for what took place. Nevertheless, under Article 123 of the International Sporting Code, they are responsible for the actions of their of everyone in the team, all the employees, and of course particularly responsible for the team principal, who after all is the boss. The what took place is probably about as serious as anything could be. It's the most serious thing that one could imagine happening or has happened to the knowledge of anybody on the World Council over many, many years. And the only possible sanction for something of that magnitude would be disqualification. In other words, exclusion from motorsport forever, indefinitely. However, having regard to the fact that we believe, as I have just said, that Renault are not morally responsible, we propose to impose that sanction, but to suspend it for a period of 2 years, and provided no incident of comparable severity takes place within those 2 years, that will be an end of the matter. And so a suspended sentence of disqualification suspended for 2 years. We intend to accept the offer of Renault F1 to engage in a major safety program, which we understand to be an offer from the Renault company itself, which we're very grateful for and we think will be very beneficial to the to everyone involved in motorsport and indeed for road safety. We also intend to accept the offer to pay the costs of the inquiry, because we think that's a fair thing to suggest. And that, as far as Renault F1 are concerned, is really all there is to it. As far as Mr. Briatore is concerned, we intend to refuse the entry of any team with which he is directly or indirectly associated in any FIA championship. We intend to refuse to accept any international series on the FIA calendar with which he is directly or indirectly associated. He will not be admitted to the paddock of any FIA championship event. And we intend to announce that we will not issue a super license, a new super license, to any driver who is managed by him in the future. That will come into force approximately in February or March of next year, when the new super licenses are issued. So no super license for a driver that he's managed. Mr. Briatore's case, that will be for forever, for life, a life ban effectively. We intend to apply precisely the same sanctions, except for the last one about driver management, because it's not applicable to Mr. Simmons. But in Mr. Simmons' case, in recognition of the fact that he has not lied to us, either to the stewards or to the world at large, unlike Mr. Briatore, he has written a letter of apology. He is obviously very upset at what he's done, and unlike Mr. Briatore, he's been completely open. He hasn't told the world that he was innocent and so on, knowing full well that he wasn't. And that being the case, we intend to apply those sanctions to Mr. Simmons for a period of 5 years. Now, both Mr. Simmons and Mr. Briatore were invited to be present. Neither of them has been present. Nevertheless, we will also say to both of them that provided they wish and they accept its jurisdiction, should they wish their cases to be considered by the FIA International Court of Appeal, we will do so. They can go to the Court of Appeal. We will send it there, should they wish. Finally, then, the case of Mr. Nelson Piquet. We said at the beginning that we would offer him immunity if he told the truth. We think he has told the truth. We therefore will apply no sanction in his case because we want it clear that, like the whistleblowers, if a driver is in that position, they will come forward. It's a matter of regret that he didn't come forward sooner, but in the end, that makes no difference because we've got there. It may have taken a bit of time, but we've got there in the end. So those, I think... I'd forgotten something. Then in the case of Fernando Alonso, the World Council, having had the opportunity to listen to him and to put questions to him, in addition to those put by the stewards, the World Council is satisfied that Mr. Alonso had no part in the conspiracy and is entirely innocent in the matter. Any question or point? Well, thank you so much for coming, and I think maybe we've been a little bit over the top with all the lawyers and everybody coming, but it was difficult to predict what would happen right up to the last moment, and of course Mr. Briatore might have appeared at the last moment, but he didn't, so there we are.